Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne on Life Coach Radio Network. It is a beautiful Thursday, March day here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and I'm very privileged to be coming to you live from my office. You know, I'm sitting here enjoying this beautiful view of the Jemez Mountains. Our ski area here in Los Alamos did not open this year for more than a day or two because we are super dry and in really need of a tremendous amount of moisture. But it's fun to see the hustle and bustle of my downtown area from my office, and really my heartfelt well wishes to all of you out east and up north. Oh my goodness, you are buried in snow in bitter cold temperatures. I definitely send warm hugs and greetings to each of you. And so, again, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach. And, you know, I have a unique opportunity to come live with you 2 times a month at a minimum. And I really love to bring on to my show people that I see in this world who are really walking their talk. They're doing what they love. They're saying what they mean and meaning what they say and really giving voice to their dreams, their desires, their ambitions, and their goals, and really how they want to be of service to the world in front of them. And I am incredibly privileged to have had amazing guests on my show. I have had artists. I have had musicians. I have had the privilege of having incredible authors and speakers, voices that often are silenced within the tapestry of adoption, is what I like to call it. I also have had people who have an incredible heart for encouraging others in their journeys called life, several life coaches as well as business coaches. And today I am joined by a super spectacular, very powerful woman that I will be introducing to you here in just a moment. But I do want to share just a call-in number with my listeners, because I know there are several of you out there. If you would like to engage with me here live on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, the guest call-in number for you is 646-716-9397, and I definitely would welcome your questions, thoughts, or comments here live on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I am a life and leadership coach. I am the founder and CEO of Legacy Now Lives, and I really do walk my talk as faithfully and full of integrity as I can each day within the context of my own life as well as with my clients. I work within the tapestry of adoption, helping each person within the tapestry of adoption really find their voice, learn to build bridges and not walls in the context of all of their relationships so they really can live the legacy today that they were created to live for tomorrow and really start imprinting and providing real rich and deep relationships. And so I am super excited that I am able to share with you. And I am joined today, without any further ado, by my friend, my colleague, and a mentor of mine, actually, Marnie Batista. Welcome, Marnie, to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Hey there. I'm so honored to be on your show. As your mentor, I'm proud of you and excited to do this with you. It's so exciting that you're really making an impact with your show. And so thank you for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. This is such a privilege. You know, Marnie and I have had a shared little business relationship as I have hired Marnie in the past to really help me understand what it means to be the CEO of my business and what it means to be the CEO of my life. And so we're going to talk today about living your life, being directed by your inner CEO. And Marnie, when we were chatting just a little bit about what we were going to share today, I was really intrigued and encouraged by that title. And it's been super fun for me as I've been sharing this title online on, you know, social media, LinkedIn, all these fun places, some of the feedback that I've gotten about what it means to listen to your inner CEO. So I am super pumped to dive into this conversation with you. Yeah. And so, Marnie, you know, I could say 100 million beautiful things about you, but, you know, I would love it if you would share, because so much has been bubbling up for you. I've been following you on social media, your webpage. I've been reading the emails that you have been sending out. And so rather than give this real kind of canned introduction, I'm kind of a rogue girl and love to just walk my talk authentically with all of my guests. And so I would love it if you could share with us today on this great day in March, the 6th, or where are we? Are we on the 6th today? No, we are
I think
not.
So, yeah.
We are the 6th today. So March 6th, 2014, who's Marnie Batista?
Well, how fun. So I'll play rogue with you. I have an interesting story. I'm the CEO of a corporate entity called MB+3, and we have two brands in our organization. One is called Dating with Dignity, and the other one is being relaunched. It was formerly the Confident Coach Blueprint. We're relaunching it into First 100K Coach Academy. The Dating with Dignity brand was born first, and it's nearly $1 million in revenue company. We have products. We do private coaching and group programs to help women stop dating the same guy with a different face over and over again. And if we help them stop that, fall in love with themselves, and then we help them find someone amazing to love. So we do love and relationship and dating coaching. And we have, over 20,000 people in our community. We have over 25,000 followers on Twitter and Facebook, and we have a lovely, lovely platform and a YouTube channel with more than 2 million views. And so we are really fortunate that we're able to fulfill my mission, which is to bring love to the world one person at a time through that organization. And I'm so proud of all our success stories that we've created in that realm. And also, you know, sort of not even behind the scenes anymore, really at the forefront also is my brand in helping coaches create successful businesses. And we started that about 3 years ago. Very organically, coaches started to come and say, how did you create success so quickly? Which turned into a great program called the Confident Coach Blueprint and a mastermind. And in 2014, as I said, we're just relaunching, rebranding, kind of walking my talk, doing the work that I teach on how to really reach more people and make a bigger impact. And so we'll be revealing that in the next couple of weeks, and excited to build that brand in a brand new way.
Wow, Marnie, how fantastic and how far-reaching your different businesses and focus has gone. Congratulations to you for really stepping out there, you know, and throwing yourself out there to this world with your heartfelt message. You know, I just love when I go on your website, Marnie, and read some of your calls to action, so to speak. I mean, really provocative statements. You know, and the one that you just shared that I totally just love and really have shared with many of my clients as well as colleagues is, you know, kind of dating that same guy just with a different face. And, you know, oftentimes, right, I mean, that's a pretty provocative statement. It's really powerful, and I think it really speaks to a lot of people within that whole dating realm. And, you know, the other thing that I really appreciate about you, Marnie, is the dignity that you place not only on relationships but on the sense of self that you really want us all to hold up a mirror to our own lives, not only with a real level of honesty but with an incredible amount of dignity. And so, you know, there's been, one question that I really wanted to ask you. And so now I have you as this real captive guest. And so I would love to know, if you would share with us, what does dignity mean to Marnie?
Well, dignity for me the reason why I named my business Dating with Dignity is because in my story, in my relationship history, I definitely didn't have any dignity or self-respect. And before I even had an idea of opening my story to the world and helping other people find love, I was doing my own work. And inside of discovering, you know, sort of what I would call my I am statement, like who am I at my core, when I had done this big experiential transformation myself, I walked out of there saying, you know, I am peace, I am presence, and I am dignity. And what that means is that, you know, I can wake up every morning and look in the mirror and say, you know, I walked the line, my side of the street is clean, I love myself today, you know. And even when we're not perfect, when we make really big mistakes, when we screw up, when we hurt people, because that happens, really knowing that my dignity is intact no matter what. And that's really the big guideline that I follow in walking my talk every single day.
Wow, Marnie, that's beautiful. I love that. And so you really come from a place of experience. You know, when I'm hearing you share that, I'm hearing a tremendous amount of conviction in your voice. You know, when you say that I did not come from a place of dignity or self-respect, they were low kind of on my list. And the transformation that you have gone through just on your own personal journey, you know, really leading you to your branding of Dating with Dignity and now getting ready to launch this, you know, whole new additional brand piggybacking off of your Confident Coach blueprint. It sounds like you have been on a several-year period of a lot of self-discovery, raising awareness, and really stepping into your full self and really what you want to do and bring to this world.
Well, I really have, and getting sort of connecting, perfect segue, you know, to this whole concept of your inner-directed CEO. You know, I've always been guided by my intuition, and I have always really been connected to, you know, having my authentic self sort of on my board of directors. And recently in October of 2013, I went and did my own work again for like a whole nother week. It got away and went on this journey inward. And what I really came up with was that I don't like the word leadership. I feel like it's a really trite word, like I want to be a great leader, I want to be a big leader. It doesn't, like, there's not enough, like, emotion connected to it for me. And so when I was really looking at how do I want to show up in my life and how do I want to show up in my business and my relationships and as a parent, I have three daughters, ages 11 to 18. And inside of that, I really realized that my inner-directed CEO – it really comes from the very spiritual place. And so my authentic self is very feminine, is very soft, is very strong, really knows, you know. And my emotional sort of side or self, I think, tended to get put aside to protect myself, you know, to be like powerful CEO, powerful parent, powerful in the relationships. And so when I sort of took this next big up level, I realized that my inner-directed CEO is a woman. And she's got all of those pieces. And that when I really connect from that place, I can actually even be more powerful and have better relationships and have better results in all areas of my life. So that's sort of really where this up level and where this part of my work has translated into all areas of my life and my business.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when people hear the letter CEO, you know, a lot of different things can come up for them, right? And,
yeah,
you know, we think, okay, yeah, it's chief executive officer. That's what it is. High power, high intensity, high stress, high levels of engagement and conflict oftentimes when people think of the CEOs that have been in their world. And you know what I just really loved is what you just offered us, Marnie, was a huge perspective shift. You gave us a real soft, authentic, beautiful view of CEO. And, you know, what was coming up for me when you were sharing, I'm just over here kind of writing some notes down as you were sharing and just really loving when you were talking about your own journey that you took back in October and really not enjoying or appreciating that word leadership. You know, mm-hmm. I really related to that just now when you were saying that. Even though I talk about being a life and leadership coach, there is something a little bit unsettling about that leadership piece. Because it makes it sound, right, that we're putting ourselves so above everybody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we all are leaders, right, because we have impact. And that's kind of been mm-hmm. my big word for 2014 is that impact piece. And what does that really mean? And I really appreciated, Marnie, when you shared about really kind of getting in touch with the fact that your CEO was a woman mm-hmm. and that woman was soft and strong and feminine. Really speaks to me at a tremendously deep level. So thank you for that. You know, something that's coming up for me, I was kind of changing around as you were sharing. I was changing around that whole focus of chief executive officer to kind of really a connected, engaged, own it woman. Mm-hmm. So I kind of changed stuff around on my perspective. So thank you for that shift just within my own self to think more about what that looks like. So yeah. Kudos. Yeah, kudos to you for that.
Well, it's. I also want to be really clear that, and I do this in my work at Dating with Dignity, so many women think that if you're really feminine, that means you're not strong, you're not powerful. You're not, mm-hmm. you don't sort of go at it and say, you know, these are my needs and sort of shape up or ship out kind of a way. Mm-hmm. And what I really also realized is that that doing that is actually, in doing it in a way as a very strong feminine CEO, leader, whatever you want to say from that inner directed CEO, is that we get to have feelings. So, you know, I can just think of one example recently on something that happened in my organization. And I was like, you know, mad at this person because they did something that was sort of out of the boundary of sort of their expertise and their role. And it was a guy, and he said to me, like, you know, kind of like, why you got to get all mad? Like, why are you so angry? Or why are you so conflictual with me about this? And I said, I'm not being in conflict. What I'm doing is I'm expressing my anger. I am very angry, and I'm very disappointed and sad. I said, and I'm telling you in a very strong, assertive way that it's not acceptable and it's not okay. Like, both things are true. So I want to make that really clear because that doesn't mean if you're feminine, you're not powerful. You don't draw a line. You know, you draw a line in the sand. You can negotiate really powerfully. You can, you know, you can play with the big boys when you're really operating from your inner directed CEO. And if you're male, your inner directed CEO is still coming from that authentic self, and then you're masculine and all of those things. So I just want to make sure that that's super, super clear.
No, that is so fantastic and really does need to be echoed over and over again. And that's the beauty. One thing I love about my show is we get to do this show live, so we get to be pretty real, pretty raw, pretty authentic. I usually, unless my really ask for a list of questions ahead of time, I like to just play full out and see what happens. And, you know, what you just brought to the forefront, I think, is something that is missing in our culture on an everyday basis, because we oftentimes do think of femininity as a, you know, coming from a weak place. But, you know, really, we were created incredibly beautifully with incredible dignity, with a strength and a power and an authenticity that is amazingly beautiful. And if we deny any piece of that as women or as men, you know, we're kind of almost cutting off our right or left arm.
Mm-hmm.
If
yeah,
we deny
totally.
Any piece, right, any piece of what that femininity, that soft, strong beauty and that authenticity really represents in our lives. And so, you know, I think both of us have a huge desire within our spheres of influence to really encourage people to look at those parts of themselves, whether it be within their business or their personal relationships, and to really honor. I like to call those places, Marnie, a real sacred space.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a beautiful articulation of it. When you're really connected to yourself and you are drawing on that, then that is sacred space, and then you can create that, believe it or not, in your organization, no matter sort of, I think, how big or small it is.
Absolutely, because, you know, and I really like us to dig pretty deep into what it really means to be guided and directed by your inner CEO. And so take a deep breath, and I want to ask you a couple of questions, you know, kind of playing with what the world's view has traditionally been for a CEO. You know, when I was doing some research for our show, a lot of the things that kind of came up for me on Google of key roles of a CEO are, you know, setting strategies and vision, designing direction, building a culture, and then team building. And so, Marnie, I would love it if we could maybe take each one of those top three and play with those a little bit, if that's okay with you. And you can give us a peek into Marnie Batista's mind, heart, and vision and mission for 2014 and beyond in those three areas. So again, the first one I'm going to have you address is kind of setting the strategies and vision and direction for our corporation, our life, or our ministry or mission. So I'll give you a chance just to think about that while I encourage our listeners to call in. Listeners, if you would like to engage either with Marnie or myself on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, this is the number you can call in. It's 646-716-9397, and we would certainly welcome your calls, questions, thoughts, or comments. All right, Marnie, so let's chat pretty fun and freely about this inner-directed CEO as it pertains to setting strategies, vision, and direction. What comes up for you?
What comes up for me is that I'm shocked how many people on the planet, whether it's in their business or in their lives, don't have a strategic vision for their life. One of my mentors way back, Mary Morrissey, I remember when she was teaching about this concept of blueprinting and that, you know, everything becomes a thought before it becomes a thing. You know, it happens twice, right? And so that in order to really create what it is that we want, we have to think it, and we have to vision it. Recently, I did a training in this modality called Psych K training, and in that modality, there's a process called the VAC, where you actually blueprint, you strategize, you vision, honing in on all the different the visual of what happens in your vision, the auditory, like what do you hear people saying, what are you saying to yourself, and then, you know, the kinesthetic, like what are you experiencing. And that's a really, really deep way of looking at, you know, where are you going? And in order to achieve whatever it is that you want in your life, whether it's to have a home on the beach one day, or to have a relationship, or to grow your business a certain way, the number one thing we have to do, and the one thing that, you know, I've always done in the last sort of 6 years since I reinvented myself, take time to create that blueprint, that vision of what is it that I want, and really break it down into detail.
Excellent. Excellent thoughts. You know, I am a woman who is of deep faith and trust in my God. And one thing that I love, there's a Bible verse, Marnie, that I just totally love. And it says, without a vision, the people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And that verse just totally like popped into my head as you were sharing that, because I just so echo what you shared, is that we do need to give ourselves time and space to really stop and breathe. Pray whatever it is that you do to get yourself centered in a place where you can really hear your heart, really understand where it is you do want to go, where are you, and what's stopping you from getting there. So love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I think it's really important. And the other thing I would say is sort of like if you're thinking about, oh, how do I do that? Like, I don't even, like, what would I say? What would I, how would I start? Is to write down, you know, several questions, whether you have someone else ask you them or you write them down. You know, it can be like, you know, what do I see myself doing every day? Who's in my life? Who are the relationships in my life? How much money am I making? How much money am I giving away? You know, what are the lessons that I learned this year? What are the things that I break through? What are the fears that I let go of? How much money is in my bank account? Do I have this kind of college plan? I mean, so if you're not sure how to do that, write down a list of questions, you know, about what is it that you want in your life, and then use those as prompts and sit down. And the other thing I want to say is I'm a very practical, not very woo-woo person at my core. So any sort of thing that I do, it always has to be done efficiently, you know, in an hour or less. I'd love to, like, do vision boards 3 hours and cut out pictures and all those things, but that doesn't really happen. So, you know, if you're a person who said, yeah, you know, one of these days I'm going to do a vision board, or I'm going to go on Oprah's website and build that vision board app or whatever, it's like, no, why don't you just take 15 minutes and think about, you know, these areas of your life, money, relationship, health, spirituality in your business, maybe 5 things, and write down 3 questions, and then the next day answer them, and then spend the next month sort of journaling. So make it bite-sized and make it doable, because I see so many people put this off because they think it's so big and they don't have time for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Marnie, I so agree with that. And I love the strategies that you just shared with us, and the power of writing stuff down and really connecting with what's important to you, you know, really doing some values work, right? Looking at those things that you really want to put on the table first and giving yourself a little bit of time. And, you know, I really thank you for sharing the thought about, you know, give it an hour, be efficient. Because there are those of us who love to play in the arena and set up everything, but putting it into action is a little more challenging.
Right.
And I think when we do, right, when we do say, you know what, I'm going to look at bite-sized pieces, it is really a doable thing to have happen, and it's really attainable if we kind of put a little bit of a parameter or a boundary around how much time and energy we're going to commit to this one particular process.
Absolutely. And then, you know, and as for those of you who are listening and are applying it to your business, you know, then I sort of extrapolate from that vision, what are your 5 critical musts for your business in that year, you know, as it relates to your business and the lifestyle that you want and your finances, et cetera, et cetera. And then as the CEO, you know, going and checking in on a quarterly basis with those critical musts. You know, I have an accountability partner we meet twice a month and we check back on our sort of Google Doc with our vision and where we are, and we're really monitoring. So as the CEO of your life and of your business, then it's creating that vision, putting it in writing, and putting in checks and balances to see where you are in executing it. So your vision and your strategic plan is a living, breathing document. That's not just something you do on December 31st and then, you know, look at it again 12 months later.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's incredible passion and comfort, I think, when we do honor it on a daily basis and really getting in touch with that, yeah, with that inner CEO. So that was just a great explanation, and I love that our show is archived. So those of you who are listening live and taking notes and did not keep up with all of Marnie's beautiful hot tips, know that you can re-listen to this and rewind it. And I know I will. So thank you, Marnie, for providing tremendous value to each of us within that setting strategies and vision and direction piece of being that inner directed CEO. That was just beautifully said. And you know what really comes up for me when I hear you share is that you confidently speak it. And, you know, that's why I love this whole Walk Your Talk coach thing. I can't shake it. You know, everywhere I go, that integrity piece and really walking it out is so important. Because if we are going to be directed by our inner CEO, we kind of have to know who that is. We have to know who we are, and then we have to be willing to stop and listen and then be confident with accountability. And I love that piece. I, too, have accountability partners in my life, and I don't know, truthfully, what I would do without them because they really do help me to stay focused and on track with what I really believe I'm supposed to be doing. So, excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
Love it.
Absolutely. And so the second piece, Mari, that I would like us to address here is about building a culture, really kind of living our life under a magnifying glass, really walking our talk. So how can you speak to that for us this afternoon?
Well, that's an interesting piece to me because building a culture is almost like of your organization is to me, because I'm a big family person, is almost like building, you know, your family culture. Like what kind of, if you have kids, what kind of children do you want to raise? How do you want to inspire them to learn how to be great thinkers and creators and be independent? How do you want them to be connected but differentiated? You know, all those sorts of things that one, as a mother especially maybe, really thinks about in intending what kind of family we want to have. And so even in sharing this, I'm like, wow, you know, that's really the culture of my family, and it's the culture that I intend to create in my business, is to attract people into that part of my life that have the same philosophy, you know, that there is a team and that everybody is differentiated in pursuing what it is that they're really good at and that they love, but they're also connected to being supportive for the team and our goals as an organization. And so as a CEO, it's really important for me to be a leader, to set the tone, to set the direction, to show up, to walk the talk, and also to really delegate and then to trust the people that I'm working with. And I believe that because my sort of core beliefs are that people absolutely are capable and are inspired by that, it's been what's shown up in my business is a wonderful, amazing group of people who do really, really good work, who are really happy with themselves and their lives and love what they do and take pride in what they do and want to be successful in for themselves and then for the team, because knowing that we make that impact in a global way. So I think that that's sort of the culture that I want to create, is one of you know, direct communication, independence, connectivity, and kind of love, really, in the end.
Awesome. I love that. You know, it's so fun to chat about this inner CEO with you and get to know you at just maybe a more personal level, because you and I have had interactions business-wise. And so I'm incredibly privileged to walk this journey with you during this hour and just really see who Marnie is at the core. You know, it's super fun. When I asked you to introduce yourself at the beginning, I knew something beautiful was going to happen in our radio show today together, because the synchronicity, I think, that we share and the love for people that we share and the love for womanhood, femininity, all of that really resonates deeply between the two of us. And to hear you share about family and those core values and really building that culture around you and placing, you know, it sounds like you've been really purposeful, Marnie, about placing people in your life and seeking people out in your life that share your values, that share your vision, because the ripple effect and the effect and that you have on each other and that contagious nature of the dignity, right, that you bring forth in yourself as well as others, is uber duber contagious, and it filters and funnels throughout your organizations, as well as, you know, the millions of people that are following you and playing in your arena right now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is. It is about values, and it's about being direct. And you know, so I guess a takeaway for someone who's listening would be, you know, whether it's in your business or in your life, you know, are there people who are on your team that you have not expressed your appreciation for, or told them what a good job they're doing, or thank them for going, you know, above and beyond? Whether it's your gardener or your postman, or, you know, the person who you see every day at Starbucks on your way to work, or actually if you're running an organization. And I do that not because, you know, I set an alarm on my calendar that says, you know, say something nice to the people on your team today, because it's really organic, right? It's that inner-directed CEO, you know, she's like, wow, you know, I just really want people to know how much I appreciate their time and their talent. And, you know, picking up the phone and saying that, not ever assuming what people know. And I think that makes a difference in the culture, whether it's in your personal life or your business.
You know, absolutely. I need to take a quick break here and do a little bit of a commercial announcement for some upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network, Marnie. And so I want to continue a little bit with that conversation at a real kind of personal and real practical way. Customer service is a big issue. And when we think of CEOs, when we think of inner-directedness, honoring our values, you know, that really comes up for me as far as what is acceptable behavior. Okay? You love it? Okay, cool. So after I do our little commercial announcement, you know, take a drink, your coffee, whatever you got kind of going on there out on the West Coast, and kind of gather your thoughts on that, because I would love it if we could explore a little bit about outlining acceptable behaviors, how they're played out by our actions and our reactions, coming from a place of being inner-directed. Does that sound like fun?
Sounds great.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Marnie. All right, listeners, I do just want to tell you about some upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. You know, we are a group of 40 coaches who love to be of service to you. We have three different networks, actually. We have the Life Coach Chat Channel, where several of us coaches get together, usually three or four of us at a time, and we just talk and pound out some of life's really core issues that are facing us really on a day-to-day basis. And I've had the privilege of doing some great shows with some amazing coaches on the Life Coach Chat Channel. So I really want to encourage you to seek out on Life Coach Radio Network, plural.com, and look and see what some of these upcoming shows and who the key players are on Life Coach Chat Channel. We also have International Life Coach Radio. That's super fantastic, and you can see who is reaching all over the globe on that channel. And so I encourage you to check out that programming as well. I am coming to you twice a month here on Life Coach Radio Network. My shows go live the first and third Thursdays of every month. And like I was sharing, is my desire is to bring people on my program who are really walking what they talk and living the life that they really were created to live and living the legacy for today that they want to leave for tomorrow. And so I encourage you to check out those shows. Some of the upcoming shows that we have for you on Life Coach Radio Network are going to be Train Your Brain and Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. That will air on March the 6th at noon. Also, Spiritually Speaking with Rev Jen comes on 3:10 at 8 p.m. on Life Coach Radio Network. And then again on 3:11, Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff at high noon. I will be on again, Life Coach Radio Network, super excited as well for my next show. I am going to be on again on the 20th of March, and I am going to get to interview an amazing woman by the name of Crystal Lyons, and she is a radio or a cowgirl who runs the circus. She is or runs the circuit of rodeo. She's a rodeo queen. She is a incredible woman of God who loves to minister to those within the rodeo circuit. She is also a recording artist. My daughter actually and one of her dear friends when they were in middle school danced in a competition to one of her songs, and we had the opportunity to meet Crystal Lyons live when she was in Loveland, Colorado, when we were living there. And so I'm really incredibly blessed and privileged that she is going to spend an hour with us on March the 20th. And so you want to stay tuned in for that show as well. We're going to have a whole lot of hoop and hollering, fun, kicking up our boots, and kind of riding with Crystal as she talks about what her journey has been like in the rodeo world. So I want to encourage you to tune in on March the 20th with me as well. And so welcome back, Marnie, to Walk Your Talk with Man, as we chat about living our lives as an inner-directed CEO. And so, Marnie, we had chatted right before that quick commercial break just about what it means to have acceptable behavior, to display it in our actions and our reactions to other people and to our situations that we are faced with every day. And so what came up for you during the break after I asked you that question?
Well, I think what you had mentioned, which really sort of resonated for me, is this question around customer service. It's really, I'm giggling because I have what I call, I have justice issues. You know, like I get, when I'm not having a good customer service experience as a consumer, I get really mad. I get really frustrated. And so when we look at those issues in our organization, there's just a fine line of really being of service and helping people who really come in an authentic, genuine way versus people who are doing what I call leaking their stuff. Wanting some sort of retribution in that way. And what I love about organization is that people can really tell. They're getting pretty savvy around what's the real deal and what's not. And so as a CEO, it's around making the exception for the person who needs it. And it's around holding a boundary for the person who not making a request that's appropriate or fair or really along the policy to which they agreed when they sort of clicked the X button, you know, and agreed when we do those things. And so it's always a conversation in our organization. We're getting good at knowing the difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Getting to know the difference between good customer service and customer service that we feel is lacking. You know, it's interesting. Living in New Mexico, I think one of the biggest things that I have seen and one of the biggest challenges that I have heard from community members as well as within the context of the business world is the manana attitude. I'll get to it tomorrow, right? I'll get to it tomorrow. I will think about it tomorrow. I will respond to it tomorrow. And, you know, oftentimes in the context of our lives, in a place of business or really trying to live the life that we were created to live, we can put on that coat of manana pretty easily, right? I'm going to just put it off and let it happen later. Right? And so what are some of the effects that you have seen, Marnie, in corporate as well as personal, when you personally have put on that manana coat, or you see the effects of what that manana coat has on an organization?
Well, that's a fun one for me, because that I really never have the manana thing going on for me. you know, I try really, really very, well, I make it a priority to try and do everything that I can in the order that it needs to be done and do it ahead of time. Because I know for my CEO success style that I don't operate well on last minute or deadlines or any of those things. So, and I'm really lucky because most of the people on my team also are not manana people. And if there is, it sort of sticks out like a sore thumb. And when in an organization there is someone or a role that's being filled by someone who doesn't have the same value of timeliness or deadline focus or doing things on the right schedule, it holds back the whole team. So in our organization, they don't last. I mean, they get a conversation or two, and then they have a choice. And, you know, I can say that there's been a couple people that have made the choice to step it up. And it's been great because they're really talented. But it's sort of like dating in a relationship. You know, love is necessary, but it's not sufficient, right? So being great at your job is necessary, but it's not sufficient. You also have to have the right integrity and the right, you know, you have to operate within the sort of culture. And so we do not have a manana culture at MB Plus 3.
Bobby, you are very fortunate, and the people that I desire to surround myself with don't have that either, and it's frustrating sometimes when we do. Like you said, you know, you kind of get that justice issue, right?
Yep.
When you are faced with that manana, or I'm going to put it off, I'm not going to do it, or I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to walk it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is, that can be a pretty frustrating stumbling block within the context of our life. And so as an inner-directed CEO of your own life, how do you parameters and boundaries in your life that prevent you from staying stuck or even walking into a place where the quicksand might be up to your knees? What does Marnie do?
It's interesting. I just shared that process sort of via email yesterday, around what do I do. But ultimately, I think there's a mix of getting clarity, which is sort of, I would say, intellect-based, and then there's the intuition, right, that authentic, divine sort of information. And so when I get stuck, I definitely am a person who likes information. You know, I'm really learning that the numbers in my business have information, my team has information, asking my customers has information, or asking for help, right, from one of my mentors or coaches or board of directors. So there's that, and then there's kind of taking all that in, getting really clear on how does it match up with my critical mastermind vision, and this goes to my life or to my business, and then kind of creating space for that divine intuition to come down and then being decisive.
Awesome. I love that. Here I'm trying to take notes and listen at the same time, and really, really encouraged by, you know, because you really are providing a tremendous amount of value on our show today, Marnie, and you know, really giving us some concrete tools because, you know, when the world does look at CEOs, a lot of, like we shared at the beginning of our conversation, a lot comes up for people. And they think, they put on this overwhelm onto their lives that really they don't need to have. You know, one thing I appreciated in one of my classes with you, Marnie, was when you shared the fact that overwhelm is self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that when we think of CEOing our own lives, when we think of getting in touch with our inner CEO, trusting that intuition, really digging deep and allowing ourselves to walk around with a mirror in front of us occasionally and really taking a hard look at things, that can scare people. It can overwhelm people. And, you know, what I just loved when you shared, Marnie, about reaching out for help and really asking, right, asking for what you need. you know, it's been interesting on my journey as I have stepped, you know, pretty knee deep into coaching and loving it and doing some public speaking and some workshops and then as well as individual coaching. What I have found is while I have been given a lot of gifts, like each one of us have, there are people in my life that have strengths, talents, and treasures that they've been allowed to experience in their lives, that their input into my life is incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't tap into that, I'm missing a huge piece of what this life has to offer. And so, you know, to us a little bit, Marnie, about maybe share with us, what I really want to ask you is,
sure.
What has been one? Yeah, can I just ask you another question? We are almost at the top of the hour. Can you believe that? I can't even believe how fast.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Our time
so
has went. It has gone really fast. But, you know, Marnie, what was the turning point for you? Maybe share with us either a key person or a phrase. I think you're what? Like, how long have you been in the coaching world? Let me ask that first.
About five years.
Okay. 5 years. Awesome. Thanks for that. And so when you entered into this whole coaching arena and really embraced all that the coaching model has to offer as far as impacting your life and the life of those around you, what person or key concept currently now, 5 years later, do you keep bumping up against and kind of keeps building you and propelling you forward?
It's investing back in the business that is just, you know, it constantly is, obviously comes up for anybody in any business, right? And when I think back to, I remember the first, one of the first sort of, I would say high-end coaches that I hired or whatever, I remember it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and it was like a day with her, and it was going to be like $3,000, and, you know, I was just making, like, you know, getting to the where I was making $6,000 to $10,000 a month, and that was barely covering, you know, my nuts, so to speak. And I just remember going, oh, my God, this is so much, this is so scary. I asked you, can I pay in payments? Can I pay in this? Can I pay in that? You know, and I think, you know, she was like, no, this is it. Do you want to do it or not? And, you know, I did. I totally said yes. And I said yes. The numbers have been significantly higher as the years have gone on here. But it's still always scary. And it can be really, really hard. But I know that when I do that, there's such a huge payoff. It doesn't mean it's not scary. It doesn't mean it's not, it doesn't matter, I think, how much sort of revenue you have or whatever. It's just an investment. And I think whether you're deciding to build a new website or deciding to hire a coach or you're deciding to get a better teleconferencing system, whatever it is, you know, we have to make investments. And I just think that it's always scary. And I've just realized that that's part of the gig. Just continue to do it. There is no like, oh, finally, now I'm done. This year I'm not going to have to invest. I just don't think that happens.
I love that you addressed that. And, you know, that was kind of an unexpected thing. But there was one other thing that I thought about as an interdirected CEO, right, is that financial piece, managing the capital. That's another job of a CEO. And
yeah.
So when you just shared that piece about investing in yourself, investing in your business, investing in personal growth, whatever it looks like for you, that is an incredible, you know, we're worth the investment. And I think sometimes within our femininity, right, within that
mm-hmm.
quiet, meek spirit that maybe someone along the way told us we weren't worthy of the investment or we didn't have what it takes, right, to make things happen. Therefore, any type of either financial, spiritual, emotional, or physical investment is just way too much to handle. And so thank you for just kind of throwing that out there and dispelling that gremlin immediately. That was awesome. Very beautiful.
And I really want to sort of just wrap that part up by saying sometimes it's not even like a worth issue. It's like, are you worth it? It's like if you want your company to grow, you're going to have to keep putting money back into it. So it's really like, is your company worth it? Is your dream worth it? Is making an impact worth it? And you have to match that up against your values. Sometimes the answer might be no. You know, that's not really what I want to do right now. Or that's not how big I want to get. Or I've had to say no. I remember a couple of years ago, someone was like, you really need to invest in this, you know, high-end, $100,000 a year thing. And, you know, that's what it really takes. And I was like, you know, right now I'm really investing that kind of money in savings for my college tuition and for my kids' school. So I have to come up with an alternative that works for me. So that inner-directed CEO better be dialed in, because you have to understand and be really wise and savvy about the investments and when to make them and when not, and what's going to really contribute to the bottom line. Because it's not always an easy yes.
Absolutely, it's not. And that's where, totally tapping into that intuition, tapping into that inner CEO is so incredibly important. And, you know, when I do think of CEO, you know, I'm going to look at it in a different way after our conversation today. And I just want to challenge our listeners to think of CEO at a different way rather than just chief executive officer, right? Because we do have that role in our lives. We are really, you know, we are the CEOs of our own life, because we can direct and make choices every day that are either going to bring about the results that we want to see happen, or it's going to keep us in a stuck place. And we are in a place of choice to decide what road we want to take on that. And so the one challenge that I want to throw out to our listeners, Marnie, to you, to myself, is to really take time with yourself and pray through, tap into your intuition, send yourself whatever it is that you really like to do to connect really with who you are at the core, and think of what CEO really means to you and how you want your inner CEO to direct you, how you can tap into it and really live your values. And just really give yourself some time and space to do that, because a lot of real beautiful, magical, sacred things can come out of that space, as you have found out, Marnie, with recreating some of your business, as I have found out with really getting in touch with what's super duper important to me. And I just love that. And I love the opportunity to be able to share with you, Marnie. And, you know, we are at the top of the hour, and I would love if you could give us a closing thought that you have. And then if our listeners would like to get a hold of you, how can they reach out?
They can reach out to me at support@datingwithdignity.com and just say that they heard me here, and I'm happy to sort of help you out there. And then if you're interested in being part of our Dating with Dignity community, go to datingwithdignity.com, and we have some free gift really there to help you stop dating the wrong guy over and over again. And be part of our community, because I would love to connect with people. And in terms of a closing thought, I think what I really want to say is that what someone, my family member, said to me a long time ago, and that was that life is at hand and the journey unfolds. And that it does, and that it happens one day at a time, and that we don't know what our life is like going to look like 5 years from now, but all I know is that you're done growing when there's a tag on your toe. So if we move into that space of curiosity and expecting and accepting that life is the twist and turn, and that it's exactly what's happening for us so that we can get to where we're meant to be in a divine way, and that we lean into that inner-directed part of us in all areas of our lives, then we can have peace throughout the journey, even when it gets a little messy.
Love it. And, you know, life does get messy sometimes, but to have joy in that journey, a step at a time, you know, we can have that if we choose to really dig deep and explore that. And so, Marnie, thank you so much. I'm incredibly honored that you chose to spend time with me and our listeners here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. My heart of gratitude is swelling, and I look forward to the day where I can, you know, give you a big in-person hug, face-to-face, and just really am excited for your new branding and what you're going to bring to each one of us. And thank you for helping us to get in touch with our inner CEO, see what that really looks like, how to embrace it, engage, and optimize 2014. So love it, Marnie. Love you. And thank you.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Bye, Leanne. Thank you.
Absolutely. And listeners, you can find me at walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. I am in the process of rebranding myself as well. I've got a gal working feverishly on my new website as well. So I invite you to stay tuned for all of that. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest. And so I invite you to take a look, bop around, and really, you know, walk your talk. Folks, really embrace living the legacy that you want to live today, because there is no time like the present. Until next time.